Go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Psalm 91. Just felt like the Lord wanted me to do this tonight, to go along with the song that the children were singing just a moment ago, written by Ron Hamilton. And the song emphasizes the importance of the secret place. And, of course, that we know can be applied in a couple different ways according to the Scriptures. There is, of course, we know in the Gospels where Jesus is giving commandment about prayer and going into a place of that is private and without the show of people watching. And so there's that meaning of a secret place where we as God's people can find a private place to pray. But that's not what we're going to talk about tonight. There's another meaning of the secret place. And that's the meaning I want to talk about tonight, although not to de-emphasize the importance of finding a private place to pray and spend time with the Lord. We'll maybe mention that. That's very important. But this is what we'll talk about tonight in Psalm 91. Look there in verse 1. I'm not going to read the whole passage because of time. We'll survey it through just this time together. It says here in Psalm 91, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Verse 2, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and in Him will I trust." And again, to emphasize that phrase there in verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place." I just want to talk here for a little bit about the importance and the meaning of the secret place according to this Psalm, Psalm 91. Let's pray together. Lord God Almighty, Father, we need You every moment of every day. And I pray that tonight, Lord, that You would draw us in near to Yourself. And Spirit of God, that You would just speak to Your children tonight, to Your church, and that You would, Lord God, instruct us and encourage us. And Lord, help us to understand the importance of the secret place. We'll trust You to do it, Holy Spirit, because I surely know that I cannot. And so we're thankful for Your work, and we give You the glory, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And you'll forgive me for the brevity of this message. I do want to be brief because I do want to give us time for prayer. And but I do encourage you to go in your time of Bible study and go to this psalm and spend some extra time there, perhaps over the next week or two, and just remind yourself of the power of the secret place. You notice there in your handout, the secret place is not a physical location, but a spiritual condition. In the context of this passage, God is not referring to a room, if you will, where it's just only you. Now that can mean that, but that's not what He means here. He's talking about a spiritual condition, the secret place. That is a position and condition that God wants His children to be in. In fact, it is the condition of the Christian's heart towards Christ. It is a childlike faith that in Christ alone we are safe. That is the heart of this chapter that we are reading about the importance of trusting God, I believe, in a difficult time. Of course, we trust Him in good times too, but especially when we are having a hard time in life, this is what we understand to be the secret place. This secret place is a place of faith in Christ alone. We see this truth taught in the Scriptures in the New Testament. We'll look at here in just a moment. But listen, let me just say this up front. I believe I can say with a great deal of confidence and authority that most of us tonight, if not all of us, are facing some type of trial, some type of difficulty in your life or your family's life. And I want you to understand that we have got to implement these truths in order to know what the secret place is all about. Let's look about what this secret place means and the importance of it. First of all, we need to understand the continuance of the secret place. It is meant to be a place that is habitual. A habitual faith in Christ. That's blank number one. A habitual faith. That means a faith that continues no matter the storm. It is a place that we see in the Word of God. It uses here dwelleth. That means it, you remain. And then we also see here that word abide in verse 1. They both carry that same idea that Christ teaches us in John 15. The abiding life. It is one that is steadfast and really a decision has been made that no matter what, no matter what, I am going to trust the Lord in this trial. You make that decision now. Because, church, if you wait until the trial comes to make that decision, it's going to be much harder. But if you'll make that decision even right now, if you haven't already, that I'm just going to trust God continuously, no matter how I feel. No matter what Satan is throwing at me, I'm going to remain steadfast and unmovable. I remember being in many a storms and even along the shore. You can go to certain parts of the East Coast and even the West Coast. And you, there are structures, there are natural landmarks, whether it be rocks or whatnot, that that remain even through some of the fiercest storms you could ever think of. In fact, I just read about the 1,100-year-old oak tree there that survived Hurricane Harvey there in Texas. And it's over 1,000 years old, and everything around it was just wiped out. But this oak tree remained. It dwelled there. It did not move. And that is a picture of the Christian who keeps his focus on Christ, the secret place. That is the secret place. It is a place of continual faith, habitual faith. And then we also see that it speaks of coverage in verse 1. The secret place is a protective faith. That's blank number 2. It's a protective faith. It's a faith that gives protection because it's faith in God's protection. You notice there in your Bible, it says under the shadow of the Almighty. There's something to be said about that shadow. It indicates that God is hovering over us. And we are underneath His shadow and His presence. Shadow is cast because it blocks the light that is coming, that is directed. And all the storms that are directed towards us, the attacks of Satan that are directed towards us, God provides a shelter or a shadow over His children. And we dwell in the shadow of the Almighty, the presence of God. You know, you've seen documentaries or perhaps have seen it in a movie, where these people out in Kansas and Oklahoma, some of the things they experience with these tornadoes. And, you know, I always thought it was pretty cool to watch those tornado chasers. I always thought if I lived out there, I thought it'd be kind of cool to ride along with one of those guys. Now, some of you are crazy, preacher. Anybody else like to ride along with some of those storms? Yes, okay. I got some people here that sure enough, that would be pretty cool. But, you know, the homes there and the residents, they have built-in shelters. And that is somewhat of a picture of what we see here, this protective shelter. They build these bunkers. And they go down, and it is there's testimony after testimony that there have been these F5s, F3s, F4s that have come on and come through and just devastated everything in its pathway. But you know, these people that went and found a place of hiding, they went and found a shelter, a protection. They came out of that bunker. Everything around them was destroyed, but they were safe. Can I tell you, that's a picture of the secret place. The storms will rage around you. Perhaps there is destruction, but if you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty, you will abide in Him continuously. And we'll talk about how that happens. You will be protected. Not that you won't experience and see destruction, but for your own life, your own soul, your own spirit. You may suffer physically. You may see other people suffer. But if we will dwell in the secret place, God promises that we will be safe. That is a blessing to know that God has made a secret place for us. I can remember being out in the desert and those Tuaregs. I want to tell you, people don't realize this. Those of you that have been out in the desert before know this. Brother Dan out in Colorado, but some of the most, I believe, fiercest windstorms can take place in the desert. And these dust storms can come up, and man, they are scary. And they can cause severe damage. In fact, I will say this. I'll just go on the record and say this. The strongest winds that I've seen have not been here in the States, down at the ocean in the storm or summer storm. They've been in the Sahara Desert. And wind that I just did not know existed out there. But it would. But these Tuaregs, they lived out in the desert. And they lived in these tents, okay? And they were just little dome tents. And they were wood sticks together with twine. And they would put these mats over them. And they'd tie them all together. And it was really involved. But that's what they had. And when a storm came through, that's what they did. They made a beeline for those tents. Didn't have anywhere else to go. But they had those tents anchored down, and they were designed to give them shelter and protection. And they would. I've been in one of those tents when a storm came through. And you could hear the elements, and it was scary just hearing it out there. But you were protected, and you were safe. And that is the picture that is being described here, that the secret place is a place of protection. Another thing that I don't know if I personally would do this. Some of you may, if you ever had the opportunity. But I would not, off the coast of South Africa and there in Australia, they give these opportunities for people to go in these shark cages. And they drop them down around these great white sharks. And is there anybody here, if you had the opportunity, you would do that? Anybody here? Maybe one or two. Okay, let's pray for these people tonight in prayer meeting. They would. They drop these cages. But you know what that's a picture of? I want to tell you, church, that's a picture of the secret place. I don't care what size shark comes around. They have these cages built and they are designed to give that individual. Now, don't be sticking your arm out, okay? Trying to mess with mock that shark. But, you know, there's no such thing as a perfect illustration. There's holes that. But, you know, you get the point. God puts a protective cage around His children. Not that you won't get out there in the storm. Not that you won't experience tough times. That's not the point. But your soul, your spirit, and your steadfast faith in God Almighty will keep you safe. You won't deter and reject your God and turn your back on your God every time a trial comes your way, every time the engine stops working in the car, or when the AC unit goes out, or when there is a physical illness, or perhaps a death, and you go down the line. When you dwell in the secret place, you will be safe. And then I see also there's a confidence. Verse 2, we see a continuance and a coverage, but a confidence, and that is a sure faith, a sure faith. Look there in verse number 2. Surely, that word is a word of confidence. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Now, we'll talk about that here too, but there's a confidence there that He has given us a place. I want to ask you tonight, church, how confident are we when everything's going wrong? Are you confident tonight that God is looking after you? There's a sure faith in the secret place. And if you get outside that secret place, I want to tell you that noisome pestilence will drive you crazy. It will drive you into the ground of despondency, of discouragement, and ultimately depression. And that's why the secret place is so important. It's not necessarily a place, but it is a position of the heart to God Almighty. Like, Lord, I believe you. And I believe you are looking after me. I have confidence in that. As the psalmist would say, I will not fear what man can do unto me. There's the secret place. It's a refuge. It's a fortress. It's a place of safety. But then also, in letter D, we see that the secret place is a place of calmness. And we see that verses 3 through 6. And there, under calmness, we see it as being a restful faith. Or you could just as easily say a peaceful faith. You know, when we dwell in the secret place, there's a calmness in our soul. It really is. For the child of God, when we go through the threatenings of the noisome pestilence and the enemy tries to discourage us and our own flesh is against us, I want to tell you something. There is something to be said about being restful in the secret place. You know, Jesus brought that great calm to the waves. In fact, hold your place there in Psalm 91 and go over there and look with me in the book of Mark. Hold your place there. Go to Mark chapter number 4. Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Matthew, Mark, second book of the New Testament there. In Mark chapter 4, we see Jesus showing his power and proving to us that we can trust in his power and we can trust the secret place. Mark chapter 4, verse number 7. I'll read that. It says here, Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Please forgive me. Verse 39. I was looking at a different reference. Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Jesus says, verse 38. Let's read verse 38. And he was in the hinder part. Y'all laugh with me, okay? He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? They were scared. They were scared. I got a little note here in my Bible. It says, no matter the storm, always know the Master cares. Verse 39. Finally get to it. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And of course, verse 40, he would go on to say, when he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? That's what we need to say tonight. Oh, what a God. What a God that we can trust tonight. In the storm, we can trust that he will bring a calmness in the secret place. Even though it feels like everything else has fallen in and they're not going the way I planned or the way I wanted to, I can trust in the secret place that there is rest. Be not afraid. Can I tell you tonight, I don't know if anybody here is experiencing fear tonight. You may be afraid of how that next bill is going to get paid. You may be afraid of a sickness being healed. You know, I think of dear people in our church, like Sister Betty and what she's going through. And our heart is heavy for her, especially Mrs. Stone and Brother Bill. But we as a church, we understand that this is something that we have got to trust God in the secret place. And I think of Greg Ward and the trial he's going through. And I think about the importance of not panicking and not going into the fear mode, but staying in the secret place. There's a calmness there. But then I think of the letter E here. There's a conquering in the secret place, and that is a victorious faith. A victorious faith is that blank under conquering. And then I'm not going to take time to read it, but you'll notice verses 7 through 16. Basically, the theme there is victory. Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And in verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, the Most High, thy what? Habitation. You didn't move. I didn't move. You remained steadfast. And through that, there is victory. There is victory. You read through on in verse number 13 and verse number 15 and deliverance. We see the theme of deliverance in verses 14 and 15 and long life. We see it into verse 16 and show him my salvation again. That is speaking of deliverance. Can I tell you, you stay in the secret place, you are guaranteed victory tonight. Guaranteed. In closing, would you go over with me to 1 John? 1 John chapter number 5. We see this victorious faith and this conquering. And we see that in chapter 5, verse number 4. It says here, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world," what, church? "Even our faith." It is that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and that abiding life that no matter what, I am going to remain steadfast. I don't care what darts, I don't care what trials, I don't care what I'm experiencing, I'm going to remain steadfast. And according to the scriptures, that is what overcomes. That is what brings the victory. And then go back a couple pages to chapter 2. Go back a couple pages to 1 John chapter number 2 and look at verse number 17. It says here, "And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." The secret place is forever. All the other stuff around us, it's temporary. And if we will remain steadfast, you know what? That's going to produce eternal fruit in your life and the life of others. It's going to abide forever. You remain in the secret place. And so my encouragement to us tonight is to understand that, yes, it's important for us to have our private devotions. And that is another message. It's very important for us each to be able to be reading our Bibles daily, praying daily. But this is a question of the heart tonight. Is our heart a heart of dependence upon God Almighty right now? Are you in the secret place? That's where the Lord wants us. That's where the Lord is calling us. And I just wonder if there's some here tonight and you'd say, "Pastor, I need to be in this secret place. I've gotten distracted. I've gotten discouraged. And if I was honest, I've gotten depressed." Can I just encourage you? Get into that Psalm, Psalm 91, and understand the importance, but not the importance, not only the importance, but the protection God will give you there, the power God will give you there, the peace God will give you there, and the calmness that God will give you there. And then not only that, but the confidence and then the conquering. That is the blessing of the secret place. Let's pray. Father, Lord, this is a place that we can many times venture away from. But Lord, tonight, I would pray that we would all just say, "Father, we want to dwell in the secret place, in the shadow of the Almighty." I pray for my brothers and sisters tonight that perhaps have ventured outside of the secret place. They are not in a place of habitually living in You by faith, trusting in You. Lord, please help them to understand that the door is wide open for them to come back and to get into the secret place. And I pray that You would encourage them and empower them, and Lord, that You would show them that the victory is exactly there. Nowhere else, but there in the secret place. These things I do pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.